Good morning, 7:38 here on the Mighty 690. Joined now by friends from Tyro Christian Church, we have Jeff Davis, Joyce Foster. How are you both doing?
Doing good.
Thank you, James.
Hey, good to have you on here. So, definitely enjoyed hearing the announcements that, you know, the Rocks is on the way. And I mean, if you drive it anywhere, I mean, I have been impressed. And, you know, it seems like every little town around here, you guys got a bus stop or a sign or something like that. So that is really great. So for the folks who maybe didn't catch the last time you were here on air, do you want to tell us just a little bit about the event that you have coming up here?
We have Rocks coming up May 30th through June 2nd. And it will be, of course, at Tyro Christian Church. And it will be from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. We have buses in several different towns for bus stops, as you mentioned earlier. And on those bus stop signs, it mentions what time the bus will be there to pick up the children and, again, to drop them off after Rocks is over with. And we're looking for a great year. It's a Word of God, back to the basics. So we're going to be talking about creation and what about God developing the family, man and female, and then disobedience, and then, you know, God saved 8 people because of the flood and stuff. So it's going to be an exciting week, and we're gearing up for it and can't wait. So,
well, that is great. And what age range are we talking about that the children that can attend?
4 years of age up through going into sixth grade. So if they're fifth graders this year, they will be able to attend because they're going to go to sixth grade. So
sure. So. Well, that is great. That is a fantastic event, and I know that lots of folks look forward to it this time of year. And maybe we might have a few more people's attention now that school's wrapping up. You know, people are saying, oh, you know, the time is at hand that I have to figure out something to do with the kids here as they're out of school.
So yes.
That's a good reminder here. Jeff, I'd be curious a little bit about maybe the history of Rocks. And, you know, we kind of were talking last time about, I asked how long has it been going on. He said it's been going on a little while.
That's right, James. Vacation Bible School is what we used to call it. And I've been in Tyro over 32 years. And they were doing it before I came. And they were doing 2 weeks Vacation Bible School. And a lot of churches back then did that because they wanted the Word of God into the children. And back then, there wasn't that much for kids to do. You know, cities were trying to build nice swimming pools, and the recreation part wasn't like that years ago. But Tyro has always had people who love children. They want them to know their Savior, Jesus Christ. They want them to know God as their Creator. And there have been people over the years who've taken vacation just to work Rocks. There are people who can't work who are praying. There are people who have donated. And, you know, we've had, since I've been here, 4 ladies would do the director, and they would work all year long on it. Times have changed. From COVID, things changed, and it's changed everything. But this year, our purpose is to reach families, teaching them to obey God, challenging Christians, knowing the King, and shine His light. And this year, our directors, Joyce is head of Junior Rocks, and she has Carolyn Daly helping. In my area, Tracy Jabin and Annette Chisholm are co-directors. Brandy Egan and Megan Harp are doing crafts. Jamie Hendren is doing recreation. Brooke Davis is doing praise and worship. Robert Cooper and Jana Bush are taking care of the kitchen and the food. Our transportation, John and Megan McClure and Stephanie Owen. Security, Daniel Owen. And in our carnival this year, Don Elliott and Mark Grant are covering that. But this year I have several past interns doing things. Amber Gaston is writing some devotions that will go to the parents. Melanie and Andrew Wiggins are teaching, and they were interns and helped over the years. Evan Han, he is at Racine Christian Church at the children's ministry. level for years and just moved up to youth ministry. But he's going to be speaking on family. And Evan is a super young man. I mean, he travels all over the United States speaking, and he's going to be one of our speakers. And then Abby Giddens, she was an intern, and she's a principal in Edmond, an elementary school. And then Andrea Miller, they're going to be speaking on the third day, God doesn't like disobedience. And as a principal, she sees that. And they've done a very good job getting that prepared. And then Caden Hayward, he's out of Fredonia, and he was an intern of mine years ago. And he's going to be speaking on Friday. So we have quite a few interns helping out and working. But ROX is basically the people of Tyro Christian Church coming together, trying to reach the four-year-olds through those going in sixth grade, the Word of God. So we've been blessed this year. Is that right, Joyce?
Very much blessed, yes.
Yeah, we've had people that have gone the second and third mile to make things happen. So we appreciate that.
Very much so.
Well, and that is fantastic. And I mean, you think about, that was a long list of people that you mentioned, and we do want to thank them, because you're basically setting up a temporary school with, I mean, a lot of kids. How many kids have you had in past years, and how many kind of are you gearing up for?
Years ago, we were doing morning and afternoon, and our high was 880 kids back then. Now, there are so much offering children. Life Church is doing do Vacation Bible School, but we have some area churches that come in and they help out and bring their kids. And we're not trying to steal anybody from a church.
No.
We want everybody to know the Word of God. We want everybody to know that God sent His Son because He loves us so much as our Creator. He did everything to make it work out when we messed up. So, we want people to be involved in their churches, but this is an opportunity for them to come and learn and to be strengthened in the Word of God. So that's our goal in that regard.
Well, that is really great. And, we've also mentioned the Junior Rocks as well, and that's kind of another aspect. I know, Joyce, you were mentioning a little bit about it earlier, and you kind of be able to split the little ones up and cater that message to them. You want to just chat a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are excited. I love the younger kids, and I bond more with them. Junior Rocks is for 4 and 5 year olds, where they come in, we sing fun songs. So I call it that we dance in church. We're doing actions, but we have fun. We have lessons. We're going to do a couple of fun crafts this year. We're going to have a flower pot. We get a paint, and we're going to make a photo frame and a lot of different things on crafts. It's going to be exciting. I have Doug Hanlon. He's going to come in and do our lesson time. And he's awesome with the little kids as well, and excited about that. And it's going to be a fun time. And, of course, you got to have food.
You got to have snacks.
Got to have that.
Absolutely. So. And the amazing thing, is just that this is all, too, free for those attending.
Free. Yes, it's free.
Right.
No cost to anyone. So we do have a missions. Debbie Kramer is our missionary this year, and her mission is gifts to the nations. You might have seen her around in different towns with garage sales, selling things, and that's what her mission is for. And so she's going to come. She's made some videos for us, and that way we'll be able to help support that mission. So.
Well, that is very great. And I know, people definitely appreciate the church, in Tyro just opening arms to the whole community.
Right.
And I know that, Tyro Christian Church, definitely a cornerstone of Tyro, and do appreciate, all the work you guys do. For those interested in going ahead and getting signed up, what does that process look like?
They can do it two ways. They can go online at tyrochristian.org and click on ROCKS, and they would be able to do an online registration. They will be able to do that up through May 26th. just a few days before Rocks actually starts. That way we can get everything put together. So online registration up through May 26th, and they could also come in person. We have a hard copy there at the church that they can fill out and register their children. And we prefer it either online or the hard copy. Bus stops will have some, but you know, the more that the parents have to fill out at the bus stops, the more time-consuming it will be.
Sure. So. Well, and it's just like anything. The more advanced, you know, it helps with the planning. Yep.
And we do have Travis and Bree Young. They are doing the registration online with David and Patty Young. So, I mean, we have groups of people that are doing things that people never see. And we appreciate, you know, all the people that are helping out behind the scenes. And those who, you know, who've donated different things for the kids. So it's going to be a fun week.
It is going to be a very fun week. And, you know, all the volunteers that have signed up to give up their week to be with these kids to help them know Jesus and to love him and know that Jesus loves them. You know, I have little kids telling me memory verses at this time, and it's just exciting to see that happen. We will, two things on the at the end of Rocks is Saturday we have a carnival from 6 to 8. That is, again, free for everyone to come and enjoy. It's more of a family setting, so we want the children and the parents to come and enjoy. We'll have a supper there, and then they can play games. We will start off in the auditorium there at the church, and then we'll go from there. So that will be Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have what we call Rock Sunday. That's where the children are in this church, and they are actually leading the songs, of the songs they sung during the week, and it all correlates to Rocks. So it's just a fun Sunday morning for people to come. We have two services, one at 8:30, and then our second service starts at 11. We have what we call Sunday school, Bible study, at 10 o'clock. That is in between them. And we encourage everyone to come to that as well.
Yeah, because that's the thing. The church is not here just during the start of summer. It's all year long.
That is right. So we have activities all through the year. On Wednesday nights, Sunday mornings, we have activities going. So,
good deal. So if you're looking for a church home, you can check you guys out.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to share as we get closer to Rocks here at the end of the month?
Please register early. I mean, and there are paper forms at the church, but go online and register there, and that would be great.
Good deal. And one more time, the address to go online to do that
is www.tyrochristian.org.
Easy enough.
Yep.
All righty. Well, Jeff and Joyce, thank you so much for coming by, and I hope you have a really good event coming up here at the end of the month. You know, get your summer started off on the right foot with the Word of God.
That's
all right.
All right.
Thank you, James.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really a pleasure to talk with you, and I hope it's a great event.
It will be.
All righty. Yeah. Good deal. And hey, we have Lisa Wilson in next from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. She is on the way, so keep it here on the Mighty 690.